about King Nebuchadnezzar, and we're now going to learn about the details of the idol. We have a pasuk in Daniel. Actually, before I do it inside, first let me mention that in Daniel, there's actually four prakim that speak about King Nebuchadnezzar. The first perek is how he takes brilliant children from every country and has them trained to be officers. And of the Jewish people, he takes Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and they excel more than all the others, and they have special food that they're supposed to eat. But Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah don't want to eat the non-kosher food. And they ask to give us, Daniel says, give us seeds instead. And the initially, the person who's in charge, the Sar HaSarisim, refuses, but then the Meltzar, the waiter, does it and takes the meals, the fancy meals for himself, and gives these four Jewish boys the seeds. And it turns out that he gives them a 10-day test, and the Sar HaSarisim, the chief officer, turns a blind eye to it. And at the end of 10 days, the four Jewish boys, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, look better than all the others. And then we go on to read how they excelled in every subject that these training officers were being taught. And the four of them became officers in Babel, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We also learn that they gave them new names. They switched them to Aramaic to Babylonian names. And we have in Daniel the names of their new names that the Sar HaSarisim, the chief officer, gave them. Daniel gets a name Belshazzar. Hananiah gets a name Shadrach. Mishael is given a name Meshach. Azariah is given a name Avadnego. Anyway, it turns out that these four Jewish boys excel in all the academic courses more than all the boys who are brought from all the other countries. The second chapter of Daniel has the famous story of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, which he dreamt the dream and he forgot what he dreamt and it bothered him. And he insisted that all his wise men tell him the dream and the interpretation. And they all say, you tell us the dream and we'll tell you the interpretation. He says, I don't know the dream. Anyway, he starts threatening the wise men that if they don't tell him what he dreamt, he's going to have them all killed. And they start killing out the wise men of Babel. And it comes to four Jewish officers. It's their turn to be killed as well. And Daniel wants to know why they're being killed. What they do wrong? And he finds out that the issue is that over this dream, that so Daniel says, give me time and maybe Hashem. Aryeh was the name of the chief executioner. And Daniel asks for some time that Hashem maybe will tell him the dream. And then Daniel gets back. And he says, they davens to Hashem, and Hashem tells Daniel the dream and the interpretation. And Daniel interprets the dream, which is a dream about the four malchiyos, the four kingdoms, about a statue whose head is made of one material and his neck another. Anyway, and it turns out to be a symbol for the four kingdoms. And the Nebuchadnezzar is very impressed by this dream and by the interpretation. And Daniel, because of this, becomes a top officer. And in fact, Nebuchadnezzar is so excited about it that he wants to declare Daniel as God. Daniel is not too excited about being called God. Anyway, the third chapter is when he makes the big statue and insists that everybody bows down. And the three, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, refuse to bow down. Now, Daniel is not involved somehow. Why isn't Daniel there? And there's a Gemara that asks, why isn't Daniel there? And the Gemara says that Daniel went to Alexandria to get pigs. And actually, the Gemara brings that there were three involved in this plan that Daniel should go to Alexandria to get pigs. And they are Hashem and Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. Daniel himself didn't want to be there when they're forced to bow to this idol, because he's afraid that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah will survive, and he will get burned, because it says, "Psile elikeim tisrefun bo'esh," to burn idols, and Daniel was an idol because Nebuchadnezzar treats him as a god. Nebuchadnezzar himself doesn't want Daniel to be there because he doesn't want to be forced to put him in the fire, because the consequence was that anybody who doesn't bow to this idol will be put in the fire. And the other one is, so Daniel doesn't want to be there, Nebuchadnezzar, and Hashem doesn't want him to be there, because otherwise people will say the miracle only happened in honor of Daniel. That's why Hashem wanted that Daniel isn't there, and Hashem made the miracle for Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, the fourth chapter is this other dream, which we spoke about 2 weeks ago, whose interpretation was that Nebuchadnezzar would turn into an animal and eat grass for 7 years, which he did, and then regained his kingdom after 7 years. And those are basically the four main stories of Nebuchadnezzar found in the book of Daniel. Now we're going to focus on some of the psukim and the midrashim inside. Starting in Daniel, Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph is the story of the statue, where we say, Nebuchadnezzar Malka, it's right now we're doing inside, Nebuchadnezzar Malka Avad Slaim Didahav. The king Nebuchadnezzar made a golden statue. Rume, its height, was Amin Shitin, 60 amos high. Soye, its width, Amin Shis, 6 amos. Akime, he erected it in Bikas Dura, in Medinas Bavel, in the country, in the province of Bavel, which Rashi struggles. How is a statue that's only 6 amos wide able to have a height of 60 amos? It's going to collapse. And Rashi does say, he brings from Rabbibi, that they took all the gold of Yerushalayim and made a big golden base on the bottom of the statue to help it hold strong. Now, we have in the Pirush Reb Sadia Goin, we find an amazing thing. Reb Sadia Goin brings in his Pirush on Daniel, on the statue, V'kol kach lama. Why did Nebuchadnezzar decide to make the statue with such severe consequences, being burned by fire to anybody who doesn't bow down? And the reason is, kidei l'hachshil es Yisrael, to cause the Jewish people to stumble. Because according to the dream, which Daniel interpreted in chapter 2, ki al divras hapisrein shepasar le Daniel, according to the interpretation that Daniel had interpreted, shasidim hamalchiyos lehibatil, that all the big kingdoms of Babylon and Persia and Greece and Rome will all be nullified, because at the end of the dream we have this thing that knocks the statue down and becomes big and takes over, which refers to the Jewish people. So all the kingdoms are going to become nullified. U'malchuson shel Yisrael leiskayim, and the kingdom of the Jewish people will last. Choshav ben Liba, he thought in his mind, lahapel es Yisrael ba'lila. He thought it would be a good idea to bring a libel against the Jewish people. And this is why he made this statue, to try to mess up the Jewish people, that the Jewish people will not take over the world in the time of Mashiach. Because if the Jewish people all serve idols, he will prevent Mashiach's coming. This was Nebuchadnezzar's goal, according to Reb Sadia Goin. The Mitzudas David goes in the same direction. Based on Reb Sadia Goin, he brings Avad, he made this statue. Also Tzura Shel Zahav, he made the statue of gold. Koimosoi Hayoshishim Amis, its height was 60 Amis. Verochboi Vav Amis, and its width was 6 Amis. Veheemidoi Bibikas Dura, and he put it in Bikas Dura. Just to mention that Bikas Dura, the Midrashim bring, is a place where Nebuchadnezzar had killed many, many Jewish people. And therefore, it would be very frightening that you know how many people were killed there, and therefore it's not a good idea to defy him. V'yomru razal, and our sages of blessed memory say, al kisham abipisrein chalim, because he heard in the interpretation of his dream, asher Yisrael yinchalu amalchus beretz Yisrael, ad oilam, that the Jewish people will take over the kingdom from Israel over forever, that Mashiach will come, and the Jews will rule the world from Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't want this to happen. Lachain osa hatzelem, that's why he made the statue. B'choshve, he was thinking, his goal was l'hachshilam b'avayin avaydazorah, to get them to stumble in the sin of idolatry, l'man l'yinchalu hamelucha, so that they will not inherit the kingdom. Now, there's a medrash on this in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Perek Zayin, Medrash Tes, where he brings a pasuk, Amarti ele betomer, I thought I will go up in a date palm, which a date palm is a very tall tree. So he says, the Medrash says on this, Amarti shani mis'ala b'chol ha'uma kula. Hashem says, I had been hoping that I would be elevated by the entire Jewish nation, that when we have this statue to bow down, all the Jews would resist. As he brings in the commentary on the Medrash, Shekula tikade shmi bekerev ha'amim, I was hoping the entire Jewish people will sanctify my name amongst the nations. However, v'loy nisalesi elo bochem, I was only lifted up with you. There's only these few Jews, the Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who refused to bow to the idol. So I will hold on to Sansonov Lulova, the its lulav branches, Hadot Marta, this palm branch, Kidalayov the Klum, even when it doesn't produce dates, Leprisa the Ovdom in Tlas Ilonin Albanin. It has always at least a small number of palm branches. And therefore, at least I have, Hashem says, I have at least these three Jews, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who resisted the decree of Nebuchadnezzar. Oven Bar Chasti says, Be'asrin, in our place, Sofchin la'obanaya sansina. They call the lulavim, the palm branches, sansinin, and that is the meaning of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Oichazo b'sansinov, that Hashem will hold on to these few branches, these three Jews, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who refused to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's idol. Reb Yudin Amar Biguleyin. When Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah went to resist bowing to the idol, they came with their upper garment, they came with their yomtiv, their Shabbos garments, which are covering the entire body. As mentioned, I think in the previous year, that this was on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and therefore they had their nicest garments, and they came to be going into the fire with their nicest Shabbos clothing. Rav Huna Amar b'Meiskein, Afilo b'levushei kaved al-yoinim b'yaser v'laguf, even the most outer garments, not only the inner garments were nice garments, but they wore chayz, their kapot, their strimel, whatever they may have had, any nice yomtiv or Shabbos garment was all there, maybe a kippur, a kittel, whatever so they may have worn. I don't know what they wore then. Amar Reb Avdimi d'min Chaifa, shisha nisim nase b'yisayim. On that day, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace, six miracles happened. Number one, Sof HaKifshon. The furnace floated to the top because the furnace was underground and it floated up. Number two, V'nifratz HaKifshon. The wall of the furnace broke open. Number three, V'nisrafu Arba Malchiyos. The four nations who brought them and put them in the fire, they all got burned. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah themselves got saved, but they got burned. V'nasa Nebuchadnezzar imus sorev. Nebuchadnezzar himself got partially burned. Number five, v'hipila haruach es hatzelem, a wind knocked down this big statue. And number six, in Bikas Dura, there were a lot of dead Jews lying around because Nebuchadnezzar had killed many Jews. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to frighten them because of all these dead Jews. So what happens then? Vehechya Yecheskel HaMesim B'Bikas Dura. Yecheskel brought all these dry bones back to life. So the famous story of Yecheskel with the dry bones happened on that same Shabbos Yom Kippur, which Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace. And then the Medrash goes on to say how we know all these six miracles. Again, the six miracles are the furnace floated to the top, the walls of the furnace broke open, even though... Shabbos, okay, Mina says it's Shabbos Pesach. I still think it's Yom Kippur, but we'll check. Sof HaKifshon Minayin, how do we know that the furnace floated to the top? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Min HaDokro, we learned from this pasuk. Adayin, at that time, Nebuchadnezzar Malka Tove, Vikom Behispaholo, Nebuchadnezzar was amazed, he was all excited, and he says, Ho'anoch Hose Arba, Shrayin Mahalchin Begoinura, Nebuchadnezzar says, I now see four people in the fire, Verova Dirviyo Doma Labar Eloin, and the fourth one looks like an angel. So how could it be that I throw three people into the aisle, into the furnace, and now there's four people there? Okay. And the fourth one looks like an angel. Now he brings over here in the commentary from Psikta Rabba that Nebuchadnezzar recognizes what an angel looks like because in the army of Sanherib, Nebuchadnezzar, when Sanherib surrounded Yerushalayim and all the officers died on Pesach night, there were a few survivors, a number 5, 10, whatever number, different opinions, 5, 6, 10, 13. But everybody agrees that Nebuchadnezzar was one of the survivors. And he saw then the Malach that came and killed these 185,000 officers. So he knew what a Malach looked like. So he brings from Psikta Rabba, Nebuchadnezzar hikir pnei Malach. He knew what a Malach looked like. Me'oz shahoya b'chel Sancheriv, because he had been in the army of Sancheriv. And Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Reuven Amar, he brings Baisa Shah at that time, that he said the fourth one, it looks like the Son of God, Yorad Michoel HaMalach Ustaray Alpim. The Malach Michoel came down and slapped him, Nebuchadnezzar, in the face. How dare you say that it's the Son of God? Amar Loi, E Rosha, you wicked man. Lecha Srucha, you smelly drop. Bar Yisrael, does God have a son? You're saying the other one is the Son of God? An angel is not the Son of God. God has no children. Chazoyr v'yosiv mila. He slapped him and he told him, retract your words. God has no children. Chazar v'yosiv mila. So he went back and he retracted his words. As we see afterwards in the next few psukim, that it says, Ani Nebuchadnezzar v'amar, b'rich elohein, blessed is the God of the Jewish people. Doesn't say the shlach brei. It doesn't say again he sent his son, because at first he says it's like the Son of God. Now when he got that slap in the face, he changes it. And he said, the shlach malachai. Blessed is God who sent his angel, his messenger, v'sheziv l'avdoi, and saved his servant, the hisrachitzu alohi, who relied on him. Amar Rabbi Reuven Pritin Mishaloihu. In the end, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged that the extra being that he saw, which is similar to the angels he saw then, that Malachim Sharah Hayu Mishorsav Shem Hashem. Yes, he saw the angels who killed the camp of Sanherib, but they weren't God's sons. They were Hashem's angels. The Loi Bono, they're not his biological sons. Hashem has no sons. And that's why Nebuchadnezzar needed a slap in the face to acknowledge that Hashem has angels and no sons. Malachim, yes. Sons, no. Nifrat HaKifshon. Then we say that the furnace broke open. Minayin, how do we know this? We have a pasuk in Daniel, Beidayin Krav Nebuchadnezzar Lisra Atun Neura Yoktada. He came close to the burning fire. Onei ve'omar, he called out and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Avadnego. These are the three names that he changed. Hananya, Mishael, Azariah had been given by the Sar HaSorisim, by the chief officer. They were given Babylonian names. And he says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Avadnego, who are Avdoihi, the Eliko Ilah, the servants of the great God. Ruku Vasu, come out and come. Doesn't say Pruku Vasu Enksiv Khan. It doesn't say dismantle the wall and come out. Elapuku Vasu. Pruku would imply they have to break something, as the commentary translates it as Pirtsu, break. It says Puku, come out. But there was no need to break the wall. Mikansha Nifrat Hakivshon. The wall of the furnace broke on its own. The furnace floated to the top and the wall broke. Then we say, Nisrafu Arba Malchiyos Minayin. How do I know that four kingdoms got burned? So in the Medrash Rabba Shir Hashirim, which we're reading, there's a whole long thing on this, but I'm going to instead switch now to a Medrash Rabba Shmeis Rabba, which is easier to understand, the psukim that prove that the four kingdoms, the people from the four different nations who threw Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire got burned. So switching to the Medrash Shmeis Rabba now, which is similar but shorter and clearer. Amar Rabbi Nechemya, Boyu Re'ei HaVosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yisrael. See how much Hashem loves the Jewish people. Shari Malachi Ashari Shein Gibbeire Koyach Yisei Devarai. The angels of Hashem, they are the strong ones who do what Hashem says. Asan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomrim LeYisrael. The great angels who are the powerful angels of Hashem, they guard the Jewish people. Umi Haim, who are these great angels? The great Malachim who guard the Jewish people, the Malach Michoel and the Malach Gabriel. Shenemar, as it says, Apostle in Yeshayahu, Al Chaymaisayich Yerushalayim, by your walls, Yerushalayim, Hifkadati Shaimrim. I appointed guards at the walls of Yerushalayim, and the guards are the Malach Michoel and the Malach Gabriel. The cave and Sheba Sancherev, when Sancherev came to attack the Jewish people on Pesach night, Michoel Yotza Vehiko Bohem, Michoel came out and struck them. V'Gavriel Hitzel B'mitzvasi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chananya V'Chaveirov. Gavriel saved Hananya and Mishael V'Azariah and their Chaveirim. So we have two major occasions which Malach Michoel and Malach Gabriel saved the Jewish people. Malach Michoel saved the Jewish people by the story of Sancherev, and Gavriel saved the Hananya, Mishael, V'Azariah when Nebuchadnezzar put them in the furnace. Lama kach, why was this so? How come specifically Hashem sends the Malach Michoel to save the Jewish people from Sancherev and the Malach Gavriel to save the Jewish people from Nebuchadnezzar, to save Hananya, Mishael, V'Azariah? Lama kach. So the Medrash asks, why is it so? Why is it specifically Malach Michoel and Malach Gabriel? El Tnoim Osoa Imoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem made conditions with them. Hashem promised Michoel and Gabriel that they will have a chance to save Jewish people's lives. A Mosai, when was this promise made to Michoel and Gabriel? When he wanted to save Avram from the furnace, Amru Michoel v'Gavriel lefanav. Michoel and Gabriel said to Hashem, Onu yoyredim lahatzil oisei. We're going to go down. We want to save Avram. Amar lahem, Hashem says, no. Avram, who's thrown into the furnace by Nimrod, Hashem himself is going to save. Ilu yorad l'shem echad mikem l'kivshon. If Avram would have gone into the furnace because of one of you, atem ayisem atzil oisei, then you should save him. Elishmi Yarad. Avram went into the furnace because he was acknowledging and publicizing the greatness of Hashem. So therefore, because Avram was publicizing and fighting for the unity of Hashem, Vani Yoredu Matsili, I personally want to go and save him. Shenemar, as it says a pasuk by the Bris Ben Ani, by the Bris Ben Absalom, it says, Ani Hashem Asher Yitzicha Meor Kastim. I am Hashem who saved you from the fire. So Hashem himself saves Avram. I, but Michal and Gabriel say, we want to save Jews. So Hashem says, you know what? Wait, we'll give you a turn. Michal, you'll have a chance to save Jews. Gabriel, you'll have a turn to save Jews. And lo etein lohechem zman, I will give you a chance. Amos, I terdu, when will you go down? Al shen niskaktem lahatzim lekovich me. You were forced to save him for the honor of my name. Ata Michoel al Malchane Ashur. Michoel, you will go down to save them from the camp of Ashur when Sancheriv. Viato Gavriel al Machane Kastim. And Gavriel, you will save Hananya Mishol Vazaria from the Babylonians. Kivin Shiyorad Gavriel. Lahatzil Hananya Mishol Vazaria. Gavriel went down to save them. Now, Gavriel generally is a malach of fire. Gavriel fights with fire. Gozar le'esh v'yotza. He decreed the fire should go out. V'lihet kolaysam shishlichalaysam. All those people, all the people from the four different nations who threw Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire, they all got burned. Shenemar, as it says in Pasuk in Daniel, Gavraya ilech. These men, the hasiku l'shadrach, Meshach, those people who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Avadnego, those are the Aramaic names of Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, they all got burned. V'yei shoyimim, and some say, Arba umes meisusham. There were people from four different nations that died. Because first it says, Miskan shen ashpach achash, nar p'nayos ganayah pachvasa, v'hadivrei malka. So these are four groups that put them in. V'kan chosro arbo, and here we have the other pasuk, and four of these groups are missing. So he goes on with, because of this, so not only were Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah saved, but the four groups of people who threw them into the furnace got totally burned. L'fichach omar Hananya, hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. Hananya says, praise Hashem. Michoel says, shabchu kol omim. Azariah says, ki gavar aleinu chasli. And the Malach says, ve'emes Hashem liyoyim. Hashem is true. Hashem promised me I'd have an opportunity to save Jewish people, and now he's saving them. Emes masha omar lik sheyoradti lahatzel Avram. It is true what Hashem told me when I went down to save Avram. V'chein Michoel also, Masha Omar Le, Michoel also did it. Michoel also had opportunity to save Jewish people by the story of Sancheret. Shenemar v'yehiba laila ahu. It was on that night, this was on Pesach night. The story of Sancheret was Pesach night. I still believe, but I'm going to check it, that the story of Hananya, Mishael, Azariah was Yom Kippur, but we'll soon check it. V'yehiba laila ahu v'yeitze malach Hashem, a malach of Hashem came out. Tano, we learn kulam hum marchesin viduksin hayushoisin yayin. They were in the middle of drinking wine. We're now talking about Sancheriv's army. They were outside Yerushalayim on Pesach night, and they were having a drinking party. V'inichu kankaneim ashlochim. They're all the bottles of vodka, the bottles of beer, whatever they had bottles of. They're all bottles were all thrown on the ground. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now why is it that Avram Avinu, Hashem himself wants to save? Sancheriv, he wants to send a malach. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sancheriv. Hashem tells Sancheriv, everything is midah keneged midah. Ato asisa shelo. You did your thing. When Sancheriv went to curse Hashem, when he went to send get people undermining Hashem, Sancheriv himself did not come and stand outside Yerushalayim making speeches against Hashem. Instead, he sent messengers. One of his messengers was actually a Jew named Rav Shoki. Shenemar biyad malochecha chayrafta. You sent messengers to insult Hashem, to curse Hashem. So you sent messengers? Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Afani biyad malochi. I will also save through my messengers. Ma osaloi, what did he do? It says v'sachas kevoidoi. Literally, the meaning of this pasuk is, the simple meaning is, that instead of there was an opportunity that Sanchedrin was very honored. He has this massive army with 185,000 officers, and he could have had a lot of honor from this. Yikad yakat ki yikaydaish. A big fire burned and burned it all. My v'sachas kevoidoi. What does it mean? So literally, it's instead of his honor, he got abuse. But how are we translating the word kevoidoi? The honor of a person comes from the garments. The garm, and they burned under their garments. She saraf gufon mi bifnim. Their bodies were burned inside. Vihiniach bigdeya mi bachutz. Their garments remained intact. These 185,000 officers, their soul, their neshama, their inside got burned, but their garments were untouched. And that is what it says, v'tachas kevoida, under his honor. Shekvoida shaladam bigda. A person has honor when he's decently dressed. V'lomo hiniach bigdayim. Why is it that these 185,000 officers of Asher, their garments survived? Ela shahayu bonov shel shame. The army of Asher, of Assyria, they were descendants of shame. There's a pasuk in Parsha Noach, Ubnei Shem Elam Va'Ashur. Ashur is actually a son of shame. There is actually a Rashi in Parshas Noach who says, on Min Ha'oretz Ahi Yatza Ashur, that when Nimrod made the Tower of Babel to undermine Hashem, Ashur didn't want his children to be negatively influenced, and he left that country. So you see that Ashur had some positive things, and Ashur was a descendant of shame. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayev ani l'shem avihim. These officers, yes, they are fighting Jewish people, but they have a credit. They are ancestors of shame, which when Noach drank wine after the Mabul, and Noach was uncovered, and Chum went and told his brothers Shem and Yefet that Noach is uncovered. So what happened was, shenotlu hu v'yefes bigdeim, Shem and Yefet took the garments, v'kisu ervas avihim, and they covered the nakedness of their father. Shenemar, as we have a pasuk in Noach, Vayikach Shem v'yefes asimla. They took the garment and they covered their father in a respectful way. So because Shem honored garments, and these Assyrian officers are descendants of Shem, therefore, even when they got burned for trying to hurt the Jewish people, their garments survived. Lekach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Michoel. Hashem tells the Malach Michoel, Hanach Bigdeyem, leave their garments of Sreif Nishmosam and burn only their neshama. Ma'iksiv, what does it say? Vayashkimu HaBoker, Vehine Kulam Pegolim Mason. They were all dead bodies. Somebody gets burned, you don't see the bodies. But here, no, all the bodies were intact because their garments were intact. Hadod Iksiv L'Abekorim Atzmiz Kol Yishayonetz. In the morning, I will destroy all the evil of the people of earth, and Yidden and Chizkiyo were saying, it was Pesach night. And again, Pesach night is the story of Sancheriv. They thought any minute Sancheriv is going to capture Yerushalayim. Even Shehishkimu Babaker, when they got up in the morning, Likris Kriyashma Mispalo, to read Shema and Davin, Motsu Oyveim Pigorim Mesim. They found all their enemies had dead bodies. Now we're going back to the Medrash we were in before Shir Hashirim Rabba. We just took a break to Shmais Rabba, where it was more clear about the burning of all the people who put them in the fire. And now he goes on, V'nase Nebuchadnezzar Emus Sora. Nebuchadnezzar himself got half burned. He had major fire damage. Minayin, how do we know this? Amar Yitzchak ben Adod, Amar Bepuri, what he said in his mouth, Osayo v'simhayo, the avad imi aliko ilo, the signs and amazing things that the great God did for me, shvar kodom en lachmaya, I want to give them over, imi avad, he did miracles with me, begufi avad. He did a miracle in my body, that the fire that saved Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, put burns. Nebuchadnezzar came out of this story with burns. Then we said the six miracles that happened that night. And one of them is, the wind knocked down the tzelem, the statue. There's a pasuk in Yeshayo, caught up Baal. Baal is the main avodah zarah of Babel. Kainas Nevi. So Baal and Nevi, they both fell down. They kneeled. They collapsed. And he says over here, the commentary, Baal, the commentary on the Medrash. Baal, hu reish and lile Babel. Baal is the main idol of Babel. V'chein Nevi is another idol of Babel. So we have a prophecy of Yeshayo. This idol Baal will suddenly collapse. Everybody who ever respected Baal will lose all respect. The Yikras Hatzelem Nevoyim, the statue of Nevoy will collapse. Because Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah stood erect, they refused to bow down, and then they were saved. So Hichriyu, that made the idols of Baal and Nevoy collapse. When they dried him out, the Babylonians, they suddenly all believed in Hashem, and they took all their idols and they made them toys. Their idols were thrown to the dogs and the donkeys that they should play with them. Then we still have the sixth miracle that happened that night. Yecheskel brought the dead back to life. From this pasuk, Meyar Baruch is by Harua. From the four sides, the wind comes, Upachi, and blow Baharugim Oela, blow these dead bodies. So you have the dead bodies who were sitting in Bikas Nura, and they all came back to life. Yecheskel from their dry bones. Amar Pinchas, I saw Ruach Shepilas Hatzelem. The same wind that caused the Tzelem, the big statue, to fall down. That's the wind that brought the dead back to life. Now, we had a discussion before of when the story was. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Oisei Hayayim, Shabbos V'yayim Kippurim Oya. That day was Shabbos and Yom Kippur, as mentioned before. The story of Sancheriv was Pesach, but the story of Nebuchadnezzar was Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That Shabbos, when a neshama yaseira nitna b'shem re'a, hu meyein olam haba. Shabbos is similar to olam haba. And Yom Kippur is Yom havaras hatuba min haaretz. Yom Kippur is a day that the tuma is removed from the land. And v'sim asruach hadosha. On Yom Kippur, every Jew is forgiven. It's a day of atonement, and we get a new spirit. Utehoire and purity. We got a ksiv of achsima toiva. We are sealed for life. The day that they entered that furnace, love shu big day kvaidam. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah wore their Yom Kippur, the kittel of Yom Kippur, their nicest Yom Kippur clothing, sipartam, their most beautiful clothing, because it's a day of purity. Now we said that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were forced and threatened, and they were thrown into the fire when they refused to bow to the Tzelem. Daniel, when he saw that he wasn't going to bow, he sent him on a mission to get pigs from Alexandria. But initially, Nebuchadnezzar very much wanted that Daniel should also bow to this Tzelem. He did not want to force him to put him in the fire. He was trying very hard to convince Daniel to bow to the statue. He would say to him, "This, you got to bow to this Salem. He's in power. This he's real. He's got power. You just watch him. Come and see the actions of my statue. You'll voluntarily, I guarantee you, just come and watch what my statue does. You will run to bow down. What did this wicked Nebuchadnezzar do? not al tzitzoi shel kohen gadol. He took the tzitz. The tzitz is the thing that goes on the forehead. It says kodesh Hashem. It's one of the eight garments of the kohen gadol, and this is the tzitz that has the word kodesh Hashem, which has the v'nasnoi m'soich piv, and he put the tzitz into the mouth of the statue. V'kineis calls man znei zimno. He got a bunch of musicians, v'amekalsin kadmoi, and they were praising the statue. And as they're playing the music, and suddenly the statue starts saying, v'hu oimer anoichi Hashem elikecha. The statue has this powerful voice, and he says, I am the Lord your God, anoichi Hashem elikecha. Wow, this is amazing. Daniel, you must bow to the statue. Even the Choma Daniel Cain, when Daniel sees this, quite an impressive sight. You got this golden statue, and he says, anoichi Hashem elikecha. Marley, he says, wow, your statue is amazing. Won't you give me permission? I want to kiss your statue. Wow, your statue is amazing. I need to kiss him. Amarlei, so Nebuchadnezzar asked him, v'lomal pume, why do you have to kiss his mouth? Amarlei, dehutei mishtoi. He speaks beautifully. Your statue is such an orator, I must kiss his mouth. He's got a powerful mouth. Miyan nosen leidashus. So Nebuchadnezzar gave Daniel permission to kiss the statue's mouth. Uslik misalik, and he went up to the statue's mouth. Ishtabo letzitza. He made, and Daniel put an oath on the tzitz. Ve'omar leiv, amar leiv, and he says to the tzitz, which is one of the garments of the Kohen Gadol, Basar v'dam ani, I am a human being. Ushluchai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani, I am a messenger of Hashem. Elohi Zoher, be careful. Shelo yischalel b'cha shem shamayim. Be careful that you don't make a chilul Hashem. You're the tzitz, you're a beggar to the Kohen Gadol, and you're making a chilul Hashem, you're desecrating Hashem's name by saying, anoichi Hashem elikecha. V'goyzer ani, I decree, shetov yacharei, come after me. Bolinashke, now he came to kiss the mouth. V'hoytzi boli mitech pid. He took out that tzitz, as he kissed it, the tzitz went out of the statue's mouth and entered into Daniel's mouth. Min denochas, when Daniel went down, min skanshin calls noi, Zimra, all these musicians gathered, v'amekalsin kadmai, and they praised the statue. V'lei hava avet chum, didn't do anything. So he says, you see, and ba'oysa shoh at that time, hipil horuach es hatzelem. The wind knocked down the statue. Kiven shero umay sa'ilam, when the nation saw nisimu gvurei shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu im chananya v'chaveira, when they saw the miracles that Hashem made, have a nosvin yostava, saying they took their idols, umetavrin yosin, and broke them, vavid yosin, zugin pamayim, they made them into bells, v'tolin yosin, and they hung these statues, v'kalbeyin, on their dogs, v'chamirein, v'ava mekarsh kishin v'hen, and they would ring with them, v'omru, and they said, atun chamin l'mahavin sogdan, do you know what, we were bowing to such rubbish. They're useless at our statues. L'kayim ha'shenemar. Karas Baal. Karabael Kodesh Nevoi. Baal and Nevoi, the isles of Babel have collapsed. Because people lost all respect for them. Hoyu atzabeim l'chayo l'behema. The idols of Babel. People now gave them to their animals, to their cows, to their donkeys. There's a pasuk. V'yiyu noshodayich. Keshkelois hagefen. That your breasts will be like the clusters of grapes. Ze peretz v'zerach. This refers to peretz and zerach. Ma peretz v'zerach. Nigzra aleihem sreifa. They had a decree of being burned. Because when Tamar was going to be burned, peretz and zerach, she was pregnant with twins, peretz and zerach. And v'loi nisrafu, they weren't burned because in the end Yehuda saved Tamar. But peretz and zerach as twins in the mother's womb. They were about to be burned and they were saved. Af elu, similarly, Hananya Mishael of Azaria, Nigzra, Aleim Srefa, they had a decree of burning. They were thrown into a burning furnace. Veloi Nisrafu, and they were not burned. Then it says, Vereya Hapecha, and the smell of your nostrils, Ketapuchim, is like apples. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Miachar Shekasa Behen, Vereya Nur, Loi Adas Behen, we already have. They were in the furnace, and they came out, there was no smell of fire. But not only there was no smell of fire, but Omar, you say,
We said they weren't influenced by the fire. Why were they like a smell of apples? Sod, it's not just a regular apple field. Sode tapuchim hayadua, the famous apple field, which is the Neach Gan Eden, the smell of Gan Eden, that when Yaakov Avinu came to get the brachas from Yitzchak, and Yitzchak says, Re'ei Reach Beni, Kereach, Sha'olov Amar Yitzchak, Re'ei Reach Beni, Kereach Sod Asher Berachai Hashem, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that Hashem blessed, which the Gemara in Taina says, they tapuchim, which Rashi brings, that when Esav came in, Yitzchak smelled the smell of Gehenim, and when Yaakov walked in, he smelled the smell of Gan Eden, and it's called a snake tapuchim. So similarly, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, upon coming out of the fire, had the smell of Gan Eden. We'll do one more little piece of Gemara in Pesachim. Reb Shimon Hashileni says, when Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, threw Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace, there's a malach called Yurekmai, or Yurkamai, Sar HaBorah, the malach of hail, said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eireit, I want to go down and cool down this furnace. I want to save these tzaddikim. So Gavriel says, no, we don't need the malach of ice and hail to save him. Ein givurasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. This will not show the strength of Hashem. Shat Sar Borah, you're the malach of hail. If it starts snowing and hailing and that puts out the fire, people won't see the great miracle. Everybody knows that water extinguishes fire. Rather, I will go and I will make nes b'seich nes. Hashem says, yes, you go down, because it's a much greater miracle that Gavriel came down and Gavriel burned those people who threw him into the furnace. Nebuchadnezzar himself got burned and Hananya, Mishael, Azariah are untouched. At that time, Ba'is Hashem Pasach Gavriel Amar, the Malach Gavriel says, "V'emes Hashem li'olam," that Hashem is true because Hashem kept His promises. Rashi brings Vakdiach Bachutz that He burned Gavriel, burned those who threw them in, as we have a pasuk in Daniel that Guvraya Ile, these people who heated up the furnace all got burned, and then the next Rashi, "V'emes Hashem li'olam," that the Malach Gavriel says that Hashem fulfilled His words and He kept His promise. Okay, we'll leave it at this. So I'll wish everyone Hatzlacha. If anyone has any questions, comments.
I've got one question, Rabbi Gordon. Yeah, there's a word a couple of paragraphs back, Derrida. What does Derrida mean?
Which word?
Dalet, Resh, Yud, Dalet, Aleph. It's a couple of Pesukim back in a phrase.
If you can find it, I'm going back. What's the word again? It's a shame you didn't ask me at the time. I don't know which word it is. Dalet, Resh?
A bit further back.
I'll go back and see.
Oh, yeah, there, here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down.
Six lines down.
Second word, 6 lines down. Yeah.
Leis atzogad litzelma deridan le, that he has power. Like v'yerd miyam ad yam. You have a pasuk. You may know the pasuk Yifrach miyam of tzaddik, v'yerd miyam ad yam, that he will rule, or to do bidgas hayam, rule, control. So my tzelem, my statue is ridale. He has power. He's in control of the world.
So okay. So derida means what?
I told you. I'm giving you two examples of where you have it. One is when Hashem tells Adam and Chava, "Uredu bidgas hayam ve'oif hashamayim," that you should be in control. There's a Hebrew word, erod, which is the concept of being in control. And the other place I told you is, I don't know if you know the Nigun, it's in Kapitel Ayin Beis, one of the Rebbe's Nigunim, of Yifrach miyom of Tzadik. Over there you have, v'yehed miyom ahad yom, that Mashiach will rule from one see to the other.